Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
They saved that fish, which if they had just left it, that fish would be dead.
Charged the boat so hard and fast that the bill went through the back of the boat.
Mice and rabbits, they're eating gators, they're eating cattle, they can eat anything.
What's going on, everybody? We're here with my good friend Rob Chapman. He has brought us several different viral videos to talk about, the ones that are going crazy on the internet this week. Rob, what do you got for us today?
All right, we've got three videos, a couple of crazy marlin videos, and then also a snake video. Could it be the 20-footer that Fish and Garrett's been trying to find for several years?
Right on. Well, what do we got with the marlin video? This is Uno Mas billfish. I saw this one before you even sent it. I knew this was going to be a video that was going to take off. And tell me about what you think was going on here.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, you and I have fished for, I don't know, 60, 70 years combined now. We see a lot of things happen in the water. We don't know exactly how they found this marlin, but this marlin, you can tell from the start of the video, and this Instagram video is edited. They show the full-length video on YouTube. That marlin was stone dead. Like, it looks like it had been dead for days. They find it. They start reviving it, as you know, getting the water through the gills and get it moving. And miraculously, I mean, look at it.
So here it is. Yeah, dead. It is actually very stiff. But what I saw, it looked like it was tail wrapped, right? So So watch this. Right here, he's unwrapping something, and then right here, you see the line on its tail. So a tail wrap marlin, definitely that can happen. Marlin, sailfish, whatever. And so then he turns it around, so it seems like it's still got the hook in his mouth. And they were going to pull it back up to the boat, but I saw the pec fin kind of twitch as they were bringing it in. So I called Rufus Wakeman this morning in preparation for this, and Rufus has caught more billfish than I'll ever see in my entire lifetime. And I asked him about this. I was asking him how often he had tail wrapped one and seen it come up dead, and he said that it had happened a couple of times. This one certainly appeared like it was in very bad shape, and then these guys are doing textbook reviving, and see, at this point that fish is not stiff anymore, like it's moving, like it's exactly. It's obviously moving right there, and they revive this thing and off it goes. So good work to them. Some of the comments are that they thought the video was edited, and that maybe. But that fish just swam off right there out of his hand.
100%.
Just swam off.
Well, to your point on the comments too, Tom, people don't ever know the full context. I appreciate the fact they put this video out here with, as you observed, with the tail wrapped. I didn't see that. I just watched it on my phone. These guys that marlin fish for a living, like you said, Rufus and Unama, you can go down the line. This is all they do 300 days a year, most of them. They know way more than I'm ever going to know. These fish are their passion. This is what they live for. This is what they love. They're going to do everything to keep these fish healthy. So the people that get in the comments that are so negative, you and I, we've seen it a million times. Most of them don't know what they're talking about. These guys will do everything to keep those fish healthy because that's their lifeblood. So
yeah, for sure. They're
certainly
I love
the
trying.
Fact they showed so much of this too.
They're certainly trying. And I went and looked, went to that link that's in Kerry Chin. This is off Kerry Chin's Instagram, by the way. I went to that link and the video had been taken down.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I don't know what that's
probably
all
the
about.
Negative comments.
I don't know what that's all about, but I don't know why you would have, what is up with negative comments? You've got a fish that is being revived and they're spending a lot of time reviving it and showing people exactly how to do it. And then giving you hope that a fish that appears like it's not going to do well, if you spend enough time with it, maybe it will. And that could be different from billfish to redfish and bonefish. I mean, when we were doing all the release tournaments and stuff like that, when a bonefish would lose its color, it was really, really in bad shape. And this that marlin right there looks in incredibly bad shape. It looks very
That's a great
dead.
Point, Tom. You know, and you've caught species, you fly fish, you do all kinds of fishing. You're as multiverse as you can get fishing wise. Every fish is different. Bass are tough as nails. I've got pet bass over my other shoulder. This is a pet grouper. I've got pet shark. I have them as pets, but I catch them. I release them. Redfish can survive anything. You can leave them out of the water for 5 minutes, put them in the cooler. They'll come back. Gars can live 20. So every fish is different. Marlin, obviously resilient. Trout are very weak. Bonefish are very weak. So I think it's a species by species. I think most of these videos, that could be taken into context. But how many people truly know that are driving by on Instagram how tough a species is, we'll say.
Right.
That's why I said I really appreciate Kerry putting this video on these guys. I hope they didn't pull it because of the negative comments, but that's just the reality. Within our own industry, fishing industry, there's guys who you shouldn't be, you didn't catch it fast enough. You caught it too fast. You didn't release it. The debate will never end. Like I said, these guys, I know what their passion is. You can watch their videos. No one handles them better than they do. So kudos to them for at least showing it. I mean, most people wouldn't show it and take the chance of showing it. So I'm glad they did. This is a good learning tool to me. And I think to you ultimately, if you could show video, I mean, we love viral content and this and that, but if you show videos that actually teach people something, this is a great release technique. I know you've probably debated, is the S curve, is the shove the fish in the water. That's a debate within its own, but the proof's in the pudding. They saved that fish, which if they had just left it, that fish would be dead. So
for sure.
Kudos.
So
kudos to
them. This is where we will give a forecast. Right now, this video has been up for one day. It's got 55,299 plays as of now. What's your forecast? How many videos of views is this one going to get?
So as you know, Tom, between you and I, I'll say for this game, there's roughly 5 million accounts that we have the ability to, our 5 million followers between our accounts. I'm going to get behind it. I push it. I love the messaging. We'll leave it with Kerry Chen as that original video. I would think this gets to 250,000. And this is also one of, if it stays, could get in that cycle 15 to 30 days from now and just go into the stratosphere with people that don't love fishing. To truly have a viral go video, it's not just the fishing community. It's got to be people from every walk of life. And then when you do that, you get every opinion from every walk of life. So, I'd say 250,000 to 500,000 on this one would be my guess.
Okay. All right. What do you got next?
We got the Marlin Without a Bill.
Without a Bill.
I've never seen, I know, Tom, we've seen piebald tarpon. We've seen crazy things over the last 10, 15, 20 years, especially now with cameras. I mean, there's always stories of stuff before cameras, but now if it didn't happen on camera, you know, it didn't happen with all the so this, when I first watched this video, before I saw this clip, I was baffled. It had my interest immediately because I was like, what is that? Is that a blue tarpon? I couldn't tell without the bill. So to see right there, that angle, is that a giant kingfish? Immediately it fascinated me. It looks to me like it's something that marlin, it looks like it's healed. Who knows when and how it lost its spear, its knife. It's, you know, that's its tool for shredding bait and attacking bait. But obviously this fish is healthy and doing well. So it speaks again to the toughness of certain species. Marlin, they're the baddest fish on the planet. So they are as tough as they come.
So definitely seen different fish with former injuries. Like I caught two permit one day. And the first one that I caught had half a tail. And the top part of it was missing. So it only had the bottom ray of the tail. We go down the beach a little bit further. We catch another one, and he only has the top fin. Both of these were not recent injuries. They were long-time injuries ago that a shark had bitten off their tail or whatever. But it was the craziest thing because I've caught tons of permit, and I've only caught two that have a half a tail, and I caught both of them on the same day, back-to-back, and one was the top fin and one was the bottom fin. Super strange.
Yeah,
and I also caught that with someone that had a deformed arm, believe it or not. It's one of the craziest guiding stories I ever had. But to the point that these fish are very, very resilient. And I asked Rufus about this one too, because I knew we were going to talk about this one. And Rufus said that when he was in Australia, he had a black marlin charge the boat so hard and fast that the bill went through the back of the boat. And
I remember
that picture. Said that it was the most incredible thing he's ever seen, because he said you could shoot a gun at the back of that boat and it wouldn't go all the way through. And this went all the way through the boat.
That's the power and speed of them. Yeah.
Right. And
well, that's a great point, Tom.
He had a couple other things to say about it, too. He was saying that he has had a number of tarpon, including 186.5-pounder that he caught and thought it was a world record. And this was back when people kept tarpon. And he put that on in the boat and went and weighed it at 186.5 pounds. It only had one eye. That one had, he told me about another one that had one eye. This one had half a tail, just like the permit I was talking about. And he said that a group of fish came to him, and he throws his fly in there, and this one went over the back of other fish to get it. And he said that when it's been his experience with marlin that don't have a bill, he's caught several like this, even though he has caught thousands of marlin, he's only had experience with maybe one or two or three that don't have a bill. And some of them were obvious previous injuries where it was broken off and there was partial bill there. And then others are like this one, that it was broken off a long time ago and it healed over to the point to where it looks like it never had a bill. And there could, and he even said that there could be deformities where they don't have one. But those fish, he said that when every time he's encountered one of these fish that has one eye or half a tail or something, or an albino, that they are some of the easier ones to catch, because like he was saying, this fish right here is going to have to be right next to all of the other marlin that are going into the school and using their bill to whack the fish. And when they whack the fish, he's going to be right there. Almost like a Jack Crevel following a shark, right? Yeah. Like they'll let the shark do the hard work and then they'll be right there to get it. So he was saying that, you know, while maybe rare, also highly opportunistic. Well, the thing too is that these guys are catching so many marlin in Mag Bay right now, not just this group of people, but everybody that's going down there. It's the hottest spot in the world right now, I think. And so when you're catching that many fish, you might catch a weird one like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Your odds are a lot higher. So this last one, there's almost no context, which I love. So I talked with Caveman Sharker. I won't say his real name. I don't even know if it's on his profile. But the funniest part about this video is the biggest, I'm going to go ahead and say it, the biggest social media presence in all outdoors in the last year is Fishing Garrett. He has gone from a couple hundred thousand followers to millions. He owns TikTok. He owns Instagram. Every video posted gets millions of videos. Well, his videos are all shot with an iPhone, which is fascinating. I know I've reached out to you about getting him on as a guest. What he does is he searches the Everglades and he videos everything with his iPhone. So it's all right there, but he's fearless. He's incredibly educated and smart. What you and I deal with in our side, and once you get into the viral world and it crosses over people who don't know anything about the outdoors, is they don't want you killing anything. If you kill a rat, how dare you? Well, these snakes, it's the ultimate catch 22 for someone who doesn't like what we do. These are invasive species that destroy everything, not just mice and rabbits. They're eating gators. They're eating cattle. They can eat anything. So this is a Florida snake. So this was not taken somewhere else in the Amazon or anywhere crazy. That's right in the back of a pickup truck in Florida. I won't say all the details yet because I don't know what Caveman wants to say. So Caveman is friends with Fishing Garrett. This is a video of a Florida invasive, obviously monster snake. Was it 20 foot? Well, that's what Garrett's been searching for in every video. He's looking for the 20 footer. Mm-hmm. I don't want to steal his thunder, but I could say I'm not officially sure on what the world record is. It was caught in the last year for Florida. I say world record, but a Florida based python. We'll get into that later. But yeah, this video just immediate to me, it was funny. His caption, "Yoink guy, where you at?" So they're buddies. It was all in fun, but it is close to 20 foot. More details will come out on it later. I've got them set up to talk to you two more about getting more in depth about it.
Do you think that they just found that right crawling across the road like that?
The first part of the video, and again, creative editing, as you know, too. In depth with him, but yeah, that first shot sure looks like it's crawling across the road. Well, now, I know the guys that set the record in the last 4 to 5 months, theirs was just off the road. So they literally are just, you know, they're in the Everglades. There's nothing around. So you're driving down roads, and yeah, it's that simple. You can see it. Now, you might have to get off the road a little bit, but what's the easiest way to see the most wildlife? It's just driving down roads in the middle of the night in the Everglades. Man. So yeah, I think they found it there, and then that's when the hard part begins. These guys are crazy. I would never do it, But they see, imagine seeing that and then getting out of your car and trying to capture it.
Yeah. I would be hitting the accelerator.
I'm getting out of my car.
I would, that's incredible. We've had some other Python hunters on the podcast, most recently Snakeaholic. Look at this thing. Now, he doesn't have a length on this one. He doesn't say the length on this one, but he does say that it's almost 200 pounds. And I don't think that Snakeaholic caught this. I think that someone brought this to him and he processes them. But he said that this was the heaviest snake that he had ever. Look at the size. Yeah, of it. That's like this big. That head is as big as my Labrador Retriever's head.
Yeah, and that's why they can literally. Well, was it several years ago that the FWC had one the photograph that it had eaten a gator and actually exploded because it had eaten a gator. So it's 95% of people that are involved with this Snakeaholic fishing gear, gator boy, the guys that do this, they love and care about the environment more than anybody else, and they want to see it thrive. They're invasive, first of all, so they're supposed to be killed. It's like a snake that you see it, you kill it, because it is destroying the native habitat and the native animals.
Well, that's what we can't hear it right now, but that's what Snakeaholic's talking about on this too, is like how much native wildlife has that 200-pound snake eaten? All right, well, cool, man. That's three good ones this week. If you have your own video that you think is the next sensation on social media, or it is something interesting that we've never seen before, tag the Wild One Outdoors, and maybe it'll be on here next week. Rob, absolutely. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Find three or four more for next week. And
you got it.
And we'll get some interesting guests on here, too. All right. That's it for today. We'll see you.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. The most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.